I am your host, William Grant. I have been running a solar company here in Peoria for 6 years, and we have helped thousands of people go solar. I've been in the industry for going on 12 years now.
My name is Austin Baer. I'm your co-host here at the Solar Power Hour. I'm your local solar consultant here from Peoria. I've been in this industry for going on about 5 years. I've had the pleasure of helping a little over 400 families go solar here in the local community.
Welcome to the 19th episode of the Solar Power Hour. I'm your host, William Grant, here with Joey Olson and Zach Edmonds with Country Financial. We're talking insurance today, seeing how solar and Country Financial do business around the same way. If you guys want to give an introduction to yourselves and how long you've been in the community and what you guys do, it'd be greatly appreciated.
Awesome. Let me start.
My name starts with a Z, so I automatically go last. So
yeah. So Joey Olson, I am the agency owner here with Joey Olson Country Financial. Born and raised here. I'll be 43 here pretty quickly. Well. So been around a while. Born and raised here. I played hockey. That was my first passion in life. So I was gone for quite a bit of time and I moved back to Peoria and kind of started a professional career and led me to the path of, you know, being an agency owner. And, you know, that's been great. I think we're coming up on 4.5 years.
Oh, well.
But I've been probably working professionally in Peoria again in the community for about 15. When I moved back home, I got my insurance with Country Financial. So I've been a customer, right, for a lot longer than an agent. And, you know, just my experience with working with a company and how they work and all the things we do. It was like, it was a perfect fit. It was almost like my calling. Like, I want to make sure that other people get the same experience that I have received and still receive through all of my insurance and financial needs. That's my little background.
How long were you operating as an insurance agent before you started running the show?
So I got recruited. So my first professional career was marketing and advertising. Okay. So I actually, you know, B2B sales, helped companies like yours, right? Like market, worked for a couple local radio stations. Mm-hmm. And that's actually how we kind of connected. Yep. We'll get maybe to that story, but worked selling.
It's a wild one.
Selling advertising. At the time, you know, we started branching into more of online advertising, social media, and all that. And, you know, I tried to look at myself as a marketing consultant, mm-hmm. not just a radio salesman. And I think what I had was doing B2B and in the community, my agent with Country saw that and saw the success I was having and thought I would be a good candidate to be an agent. So there was an opening. So they actually came to me and I was like, yeah, there's no way I'm doing this. I'm 38 years old. I got my third kid on the way.
Oh, wow.
Like, I'm not changing careers. Right. But once I started having the conversations, looked more into the numbers, I just thought it was going to be, again, I kind of felt more of a calling. I felt like, not that what I wasn't doing was important. I was helping businesses grow locally, but I felt like I could help more people on an individual basis. Absolutely. With Country. And, you know, the kind of, I guess the rest is history. And I jumped right in. I did go to a shared office. So I was kind of in an office with a couple other agents and our agency manager. So I got a lot of help, you know, that first 6 months, year. Until I moved into our current office, and I share an office now, like I, with my former agent. So,
good stuff.
We're a good team.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you, Zach? When are you gonna start running the show?
I mean, I don't know. I like the setup we got right now, but, Zach Edmonds, born and raised in Peoria as well. Been here my entire life, only went to school about an hour away. But I got my insurance license back in 2016. Mm. And I held it for 2 years when I was working for an independent. And I left there to go work for the hospital. And what I was doing at the hospital still required me to talk about insurance. So I kept up with, you know, the license and everything. But when I started connecting with Joey through the radio, it was kind of weird. Like he said, kind of a funny story crossover.
Right, we got to hear this funny story when you get there.
We'll see what we can and can't say. No, it was, so he left and then they had a void. And like our personalities are pretty similar. So I think the idea was to bring somebody on like Joey to kind of step into his shoes. And when I got there, it was kind of a different situation. But we maintained a friendship out of it. He would, you know, kind of help send me leads or stuff he had been working on. And then I would do the same, you know, clients, family. So it was a kind of a good partnership, but he'd always joked, you know, hey, don't let your license lapse because you can always come work for me. And I'm okay, Joe, I'll get right on that because I had so much fun the first time. Yeah. And so then I did. I did let it lapse for 1 year. And then when he's when we connected again, he's like, hey, my associate just left. I need a guy. And you want to come back to Peoria, right? And I'm like, yeah. But I don't have my license. He goes, all right, you got to get up and running. So day one, I went and tested for it, passed while I was waiting to take my second one. I came and signed the paperwork, went and took the second test, passed it. And then I think we made a sale that day too.
Yeah.
I mean, it was my father. So it was kind of an easy inside pocket one, but, but similar to what Joey said, just helping people understand it. I'm sure you see it too. There's a lot of bad actors out there in any industry. Absolutely. Ours are not, you know, mutually exclusive in that regard, but the education piece and really understanding what the coverages are and why you need them. I think with insurance people, they don't ever want to use it. You know, it's one of those things like you hope you never have to need it, but when you do, you hope you have the right stuff.
Absolutely.
And we want to make sure that they have the right stuff if that unfortunate event happens to them.
Yeah. Speaking of your dad and being an easy sell.
He's a proud solar customer, right? Yeah, hey.
One of the hardest installs we've ever done. In a
100-plus-year-old home, and there's a pool on one side, and yeah, and then the garage hanging off with traffic coming through, yeah.
And then we had to do a re-roof, too. That was fun.
Yeah. I'm honestly surprised that we can actually insure them. So.
Yeah, that hail damage was a thing, man. Yeah, absolutely. But no, they I don't think he understands the system much, but he likes looking at that bill and it doesn't have a whole lot on it. So yeah.
But
it's not that he doesn't understand the system. He's, you know, he can't operate his phone either. So I think he's calling Will right now.
Stop it. Yeah. Turn my phone on silence. And I also have a cold for anybody out there listening. I sound a little nasalier than normal, but it is what it is.
Changing of the weather. Yep.
But yeah, so that's interesting. So it means with the last few years and beyond just the economy and things like that changing, solar has changed and insurance has changed quite a bit as well. From what I've heard, and correct me if I'm wrong, guys, there has been a substantial increase in the amount of payouts on the national level for insurance.
Yeah. No, we get it's like a daily question, right? Mm-hmm. Or concern is over premium. Mm-hmm. You know, it's an industry-wide thing across the country that, you know, coming out of COVID. So basically for the last 3 years, home and auto insurance just continued to increase. Mm-hmm. In this area alone, like I have seen auto insurance double in price. So yeah, why? You know, people are always like, why is this happening? The biggest one we always get are people like, I have never had a claim and I have always paid on time and like, right, they're good clients and they're like, why am I being affected by this? And I think people forget, you know, what the insurance is, right? We're paying pennies into a pot. Mm-hmm. And if something happens terrible, right, that pot is going to pay you back a lot more than you ever put in.
Right.
And what has happened, especially in the last couple years, okay, it's kind of like a lot of different things, right? But inflation is on that. You know, to repair your car and to repair your home. And then with natural disasters and all that, just the cost of materials and labor have increased so much. Yep. So we're paying more out of that pot. So ultimately what happens is we all have to put more in. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's maybe the simplest little version of it. It can get complicated because insurance can be segmented based on where you live.
Yeah, just smaller areas.
Yeah.
And I think I have a bunch of buddies that run roofing companies as well. And one of the things that a lot of people don't understand or comprehend is that if you file a claim, it doesn't necessarily mean that your insurance is going to go up. It's like if everybody in that area filed a claim. And so a lot of people don't take advantage of insurance or they're scared to file a claim if they just had a massive hailstorm. Like, oh, I'll fix it myself. I don't want my insurance to go up. Mm-hmm. When that is by far like one of the worst things you can do. Like insurance is a resource for you to utilize. And same thing when we have hailstorms come through and the roof gets damaged for solar, like we need you to do your insurance claim. I don't want people to come out of pocket for all this money to take the panels off, put them back on. That's what insurance is for and why we have the solar insured under their insurance policy as well.
Yeah, it's there when you need it. Mm-hmm. But there are some people that will, you know, habitually file, you know, right. what you consider maybe small claims that they could handle themselves. So mm-hmm. I think the education piece again is really having that one-to-one with the client, with you know, prospect or whoever, and just really talking to them. You know, we try to educate everybody on deductibles. I mean, when I transferred to Joey, I was $1,000 deductible guy. I don't want to pay anymore. But then he walked me through scenarios. Well, think about this, you know, these mass events that are going to happen, you know, that's when you're going to do it. But if, you know, there's a small little thing for a couple $100, maybe in damage, you're not going to file a claim because you're not going to get anything out of that because you have to pay the deductible. So, okay, I can probably take on a little bit more of the risk myself, you know, self-insure a little bit with a higher deductible and then, you know, hope and pray I don't have to use it for a big event, but that's kind of what it uses for. So, and I think with, and we're talking mostly just with Country because that's right. who we're contracted with, but we still have that option where you can select your deductible and there's mm-hmm. others out there that maybe you don't have that option. So if price is really the bottom line thing that we can do that, sure, we can do that too, but we're at least going to have the conversation about proper coverage and the education piece.
Have you seen more people going towards a higher deductible?
Well, yeah, it's
quite a bit. Yeah.
In some cases, we are recommending it, or at least, again, educating them on why this might be a smart move. You know, obviously, the higher your deductible, the lower the premiums, right? So when we're in a world of inflation and everything costs more, and like in your business, right, you're trying to help people offset their electricity bills, right? So it's, again, it can be a recommendation. But like he was saying, there are some companies out there that are mandating higher deductibles, right? And so we come across that, we'll get a deck page or a policy,
we get a little excited
and we're like, hey, do you know what your deductible is? And it's funny, some people are like, oh, I have no idea. And it's like, well, did you know you had this wind hail deductible? It's super high. And they don't know that. So we are pushing for higher deductibles, but still probably lower than what we're seeing some competition with. Right. But at the end of the day, yeah, it's, I always tell clients, I probably say it like every day, it's like the day of the neighborhood kid throwing a baseball through your right. window and you yeah. filing a claim for that. It's, those are kind of gone. We're self-insuring gotcha. Those types of damages, but you know, you have a tornado come in mm-hmm. or a tree fall on your house, damages your solar and your roof. And it's a big payout, you know, at that point. A little bit higher of a deductible is probably not going to matter.
Right. So I had the one
make a big difference.
I had the one he had a $16,000 deductible on his roof.
No way.
And I was like, at that point, just pay for the roof yourself,
yeah.
man.
Yeah. What are you like, paying for insurance?
They had no idea. So
holy crap.
And some of these, crazy. You know, that was kind of going back to originally the changes in insurance and pricing, and it's in this area specifically, right? We did get a couple, you probably saw that, a couple years of a lot of hail damage.
Absolutely. Like March of 23 and then April, like 2 weeks later, two big ones.
A lot of the companies have changed. They've changed the rules, right? They've mm-hmm. written their policies different and they're requiring these higher wind hail deductibles because they know in this area that's a bigger risk for them. And so, you know, people should definitely, if they have not reviewed their policy in the last 5 years for several reasons, but we should look at it because, you know, they'll legally have to send you something in the mail, but right. just like you everybody often, it, yeah. you see something, throw it in the garbage.
Yeah, it's 50 something pages long. Who's reading all that?
Yeah.
Read the fine print, yeah. Oh, yeah. you know, and they might not know until someone else, maybe like us or another person, puts their professional eyeballs on it and says, hey, did you realize this?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I think with the reviews too, I mean, everybody always dreads the review because they just think their agent or whoever wants to just sell them more stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, you know, if the product makes sense, we're probably going to have that conversation. But at the end of the day, the point of the reviewing thing, and I think we're going to get into that, we talked inflation and, you know, cost of materials to fix things is just so skyrocketed and it still hasn't come down from COVID. But the importance of the review is we're sitting across and we could have pictures of your house from 10 years ago and maybe you've gotten new siding on it. Okay, well, we got to make sure that we have that properly covered. You don't want to pay for another siding project. You want to pay for mm-hmm. solar out of pocket, those kind of things. If you had your kitchen redone, it can get as granular as what kind of countertops do you have. And that will make a difference in a payout. Mm-hmm. And if you had the wrong ones and you had, you know, grandma imported some Italian marble for you and you want to make sure that's covered, but we only have you as just a solid surface or something bland, you're not going to get that replaced. So yeah, you know, the agents, they, you know, there's some, like I said, bad actors, but you know, we want to really make sure that we have you properly insured. So then at the time of any mass event, you're not screaming at us. We're bringing you a check so you can get through that event.
I love that you guys are education first. And I think if every industry operated that way, like car sales, everything would be a lot better. And you talk a little
bit. That's the next podcast. Car sales 101, right?
I know a few guys.
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't even know what their commissions look like now, but I know every damn car is about $100,000 coming out their lot. But seems like the only people that win in hailstorms and windstorm are roof and siding companies, you know, because it's a nightmare for us.
They're magnets. Yeah,
I know. For you guys, because you're having more payouts, it's going to increase the total payouts across the board. And yeah, with all these natural disasters and fires and everything else that's happened, that I was talking to Gary Tarantis a while back, and he was talking about how $12 billion in payouts across the nation is very high. And then last year it was like $25 billion in payouts.
Oh yeah, it was crazy.
And
last year,
it's, man, that's hard to hear, because it just, again, it's all these little things, whether it be insurance, which you damn near have to have if you have a mortgage payment, and power costs, grocery costs, car payments, all these things. It's like, when does it stop? When is it in? When does inflation come to a level where you can
Figure that out, Will? We're going to be making a lot of money.
I know, because we got a cost going up like that. And then nobody's getting, like, no one's pay is getting increased to that level. Right. Nobody's getting paid way more year after year. It has gone up. What the installers that we have in electricians, it's definitely gone up a bit, but it doesn't cover the cost of inflation.
Yeah,
it's insane out there.
Yep. And then, you know, I don't think I mentioned it, but you know, I have four kids. You have three.
Yeah.
Right. We got seven kids here. Yeah. Like it's wild. It's not even just,
we got a soccer team.
Rebuild houses and cars, man. Yeah. We get just putting food on the table is you know, it's
daycare costs, everything, man. Everything's up. And like the like you were saying, I mean, the average household income has not really kept up with the inflation. Mm-hmm. I mean, individual certain industries have, but like you said, it's not been the same for everybody. But it goes back to the education again. You know, maybe if you are on a certain fixed budget, you don't need all the bells and whistles of an insurance policy. We can have that conversation. We can customize it, really get it into that likely budget, because like you said, you have to have it. But if you have to have, that's why I think we get a bad, like the industry itself gets kind of a bad rap, because you're paying for something, you have to have it. Nobody likes to be told what to do, right? Nobody. But if you understand it a little bit better and you understand the importance of it and see some real life examples of how it can benefit you, then it becomes a little easier conversation.
Speaking of easier conversation, it's funny. We were talking a little bit about this before the podcast started, but whenever we first got here 6 years ago, I was having to teach insurance agencies how to insure solar. And now everybody wants to like insure solar, but then they don't want to do the payouts. It's a lot easier for a conversation with a homeowner. It's just, hey, call up, say what your total cost of the system was. We want to make sure if a fire happens for some other reason, or tornado hits the whole house, tree falls on it, whatever, you're going to get replaced for that. But yeah, it's been an interesting progression. And again, the payout thing, it's not necessarily Country Financial, because you guys have been awesome to work with and really do appreciate your brokers and the local aspect of it as well. You're not talking to somebody all the way across the country for the most part. You have somebody you can depend on. And most of our clients that have Country have an agent that they'll just call up and this problem solved. And they know them personally. They go to church with them, go to school with them, whatever that was. And it's an interesting world to be in nowadays with the insurance and then replacement cost and being nickeled and dimed by some other agencies. It definitely hurts the clients, you know, it hurts the people.
Sure.
I think that was one of the biggest draws when Joey and I, you know, started talking about me coming to work with them, was that community aspect and the fact that, you know, he's been my agent for a couple years and we've also been friends, but I knew I could text him if I needed something insurance wise. And I have, you know, a client book that I'm building, you know, under his umbrella, but I was just had one today. Hey, we, you know, our truck is done. We got a new one. Can you put it on the insurance policy? Yep. Done. There you go. Mm-hmm. You know, and they can text me with that. We want our clients, you know, to call us in any situation, even if it's a claim, even if they're embarrassed, call us. We're going to walk you through it. We're going to help you with that. Don't feel afraid to call us. This is what we're here for. We're consultants as well. So, having that relationship, I think, is just paramount.
Well, one of the kind of jumping into that I don't think people fully realize is, you know, our agencies. So I own the agency. I am a local business. You know, the income that I produce and I pay employees, right? So I'm paying people in my community. How, you know, we could get into how insurance agents work, but I'm known as like a captive agent. Okay. So I have a contract to sell and service Country Financial products. Mm-hmm. I'm not an employee of Country. I have my own business. I'm just contracted to sell and service their products. And so I think understanding that, and that's why Country Financial in general is so ingrained in people's communities, is because we truly, we're the people, we live here, we play here, mm-hmm. we work here. And I'm also, I'm the in between. I'm working for you and I'm working for Country, and I'm the one in between. And I always want to make sure it's a win-win-win for everybody.
That's a good way to put it.
And you know, when you, you know, I don't want to bash other things, but you know, when you go to maybe an online company, you don't mm-hmm. have that, that connection, that personal, your money's not staying local, right? Type of thing. And really ultimately though, when you have a problem, mm-hmm. who do you go to? Who do yep. you talk to? Or is it a chat bot? Is it 1-800 number? Right. You probably dealt with that with some other solar companies and
all the time.
Yeah. And people, when it comes to time for a problem or need help, they realize they're not going to get it. So, yeah.
And that comes with the education thing. And that's a huge thing in our industry. We have all these solar companies that come in, national level solar companies come in, kill it, make a bunch of money. I actually just saw, and we have, I'm on a couple of different solar group chats, and one guy's like, hey, I got 70 projects in Southern Illinois I need to get installed. Other guy's like, I got 30. Okay. Why did you sell a project if you can't install the project? Right. And if yeah. you're just going to try to find someone just chucking a truck to go sling this up there, that's not safe for the people. There's yep. fire hazards. There's yep. It is electrical components that you're installing. Mm-hmm. And so it's tragic when you see things in the industry, and also these companies that have gone out of business. And there's been 10 companies in the last 6 years that have come to town and left or gone out of business. And it just screws over people, and it gives a bad rap for the entire industry, right? And the same thing you guys are running into sure. with these yep. you know, yep. guys out there trying to get the most money out of people or work for the highest commission to get insurance done for them. And it's just, it's tragic that there has to be so many bad apples out there. Yeah. And it all comes from just a lack of education. We all want to be on our heels to die on, and no one wants to just look across the plane and see what's on the other side and just find the middle ground. So it's really cool to hear that you guys do that win-win-win kind of thing. And yep, you're sure. brokering for not only your client, but also the company.
Yep. Well, during those hailstorms that we mentioned, I mean, this was a good, on Joey's part, I mean, you had how many claims denied during that whole crazy storm?
Zero.
And the one that was questionable, he got on the horn and made sure it was taken care of.
Yeah.
Not a lot of agents are going to take the time to do that.
You know, obviously Absolutely. Building local relationships with local business owners. And, you know, obviously if I have a client with potential solar problem, I'm probably calling you guys. Right. But this was the same thing. It was a hail claim, and it wasn't a full denial, but we were on a partial pay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the client didn't think he agreed. And I was like, well, let me call, you know, and a roofer that I know, local roofer that I trust. And I was like, let's see if we can get a second opinion and see if the adjuster with the company will also take that second opinion. And ultimately that's what happened. And we changed our mind and we ended up covering the roof fully. So, that probably wouldn't have happened if I didn't step in and help. Right. And I don't mean to like, you know, it could, we now you need to knock on wood because yeah. I'm going to have claims denied like left and right. But it was something to stand up when I started hearing these horror stories of claims denied mm-hmm. or just nowhere small to be found. Payouts, or even they did get the claim through and then they got dropped. Mm-hmm. Right. There was all these things that happened through that. And it was like, man, that made me even realize more how much I appreciate Country Financial, because we're just not doing those types of things. So.
Yeah. And it's crazy that you only have one out of all those hail claims that came through, because yeah,
there was a ton.
Yeah. And we've had to get 3 different quotes from other solar companies or electrical contracting companies to say what they would try to take the panels off and put them back on for. And it's like,
yeah.
But the other thing is, if anybody else touches that system, you voided our warranty automatically. And, yeah. and right. so we're the only option that our clients have for a reinstall, because if they call us up and they mess with that system any way, shape, or form, we are going to charge them whenever we go out there to try to fix whatever happened.
Sure.
And it's just the way the cookie crumbles. Because I, you know, there's a lot of solar companies out there that'll install other sales reps' deals, and there's other sales reps that'll sell for whatever company they can get them to install for. But everything we do is in-house. I want to know what's happening from the moment we knock on that door to the moment that we put the panels up, and then after. It's just the way it should be done. This is, with insurance, should be like a lifelong thing. And I know you guys have had lifelong clients through Country. And same thing with solar. Just it needs to be up there and operating for 30 years. It can't just be a burn and turn kind of situation. And if you ever have a sales reps out there that tells you that solar is going to last forever and you never have to touch it, or you kick them out of your house immediately because it's just a lie.
Yep.
It is a working piece of equipment that is connected to internet and the power grid. There will be issues at some point. Maybe you get lucky and there's not for 30 years, but that's very rare.
You know, why do they sell car warranties? You know, you know? So, Well, I think too, with the community aspect, we've talked about quite a bit, and Joey mentioned it just briefly on knowing people in the community. I mean, you guys, since you've been here from Jump Street, have dove headfirst into the community, and it's like you guys are Peorians now. And if nobody's knighted you as a Peorian, we can do that ceremony later. I think there's a sword somewhere we can go ahead and knight you. But no, and just everything you're doing in the community. But Joey and I mean, we've been involved in the chambers and everything, and just networking groups. Similar to the roofing contact, I had one where I wrote a new policy, and they bought the house, and it was showing the roof was a certain age, but they had no documentation of it. So we had one of our roofing contact. He went out, got pictures of it. He had an extra shingle with the name on it and matched it up perfectly. It was like he was playing Legos or something. But he got that done, and we got the discount associated with that client because of. We want to talk to roofers. We want to talk to electricians. We want to talk to all these people. So if our clients do need us in a claim situation, they call us and maybe we have somebody we can help them out with first. So I think networking and the community aspect is a huge piece of what you guys do as well as what we're trying to do too. So
I think there's been a rise of that in the last 6 years I've been here, like with Caterpillar kind of pulling out a little bit, not the whole community, not being so dependent on this massive conglomerate company. We've ended up being a little bit more independent, like whether it be insurance and local insurance companies, local solar companies, local contractors, instead of like, you know, doing these national brands. And I love Peoria for that. Not only just the philanthropy, but they do care about where the money goes. Sometimes they get swindled. Too good to be true usually is. Got some things that pop up online. Well, why are you paying $200 for insurance instead of pay $30 a month? Well, what do you think you're getting covered for $30 a month?
Well, you mentioned Big Yellow. So they had a big anniversary this year of 100 years. But little people know that Country is also celebrating its 100th anniversary.
I did not know that.
You know, not a lot of people know that. And Joey, he loves it. So he can, you know, he wanted love me to the make history. Sure I bring it up. He's a history buff.
No, but so
especially
well,
on hockey.
Talk about hockey. Where are you from originally? I don't even know.
I'm from North Carolina originally.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So Country Financials, our corporate headquarters are at Bloomington.
Okay.
And it was started 100 years ago by some Illinois farmers, right? Got together to protect, you know, the local farmers. Obviously, that's a big part of our community. And yeah, man, 100 years. I think we were talking about how many companies actually make it 100 years. It's not very likely. So it's a really special thing to be a part of that history. And you brought it up. You haven't said it yet, but we have kind of a brand confusion,
Let's clear it up.
For a long time, we were called Country Companies.
Right.
Okay. And people, a lot of people in this area will still call it that. And now we're Country Financial. And some people get confused by that, or people that aren't familiar with our brand, like, what does that mean? Are we a bank? Are we a mortgage lender? So I'll explain that, actually. But Country Companies kind of fit better. We are actually three companies under one roof.
Okay.
We have a property and casualty company. So that's our insurance, right? Our personal lines insurance, home, auto, umbrella.
Okay.
Commercial insurance, right? General liability, workers' comp, commercial auto. So most people are familiar with that, right? Those types of things. We also have our life insurance company. So that's our second company. And then our third company is Country Trust and Bank, which is actually our financial services company. So that's kind of where, we specialize in a lot of different things. And it can be confusing. But if you think about it, there's not really any other brand or company, especially in this area, that can kind of do all that in one spot.
In one house. There's some that outsource it, but yeah.
And if you think about, like, a lot of those things are connected.
Right, absolutely. Right?
Total asset protection.
Total asset protection. You know, and one of the things I say we do is we protect you or your family, your business, from like financial loss or financial ruin. But at the same time, we want to try to help you achieve financial success for the future, right? Whether that's family or business. So yeah, it's It's pretty cool. They had a couple celebrations. I don't think we really even got invited to them. No. We got the gear, you know, like the 100.
You guys out here repping it just as hard as anybody could have company.
Waiting for the call.
Waiting for the call.
You got the bat phone. We're waiting.
I think it's cool. And that's, you know, it was cool this same year, Caterpillar. So I didn't realize that, you know, they started at the same time.
I saw the lights in downtown, like in the building they'll have there. And it looked like 100. And I was like, what is going on there? It's their 100th year. And I was like, yep.
I saw some videos from the training ground out there. And it's pretty wild. Celebration.
That is cool.
Just a big playground. Sandbox.
We didn't get invited to the 75th. This grand country financial celebration. You know,
Maybe that's coming later. Maybe it's a surprise, man. Maybe we're going to see an email when we get back. You never know.
So with you guys, do you do all of the country companies, so to speak? But like, can you do the loaning and trust as well as life insurance and just the regular home auto and things like that? Or you guys specialize just in home auto?
So me and Zach are both licensed in property and casualty and life insurance. So we can handle two of the three companies. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I am working currently on getting my financial advisor license so that I would be able to, you know, actually service that third company. But right now, typically every office has a financial advisor. So we share an office with the Carlson team, Jim Carlson, and he's a financial advisor. So when my clients come in, if there's a need or, you know, we want to have those conversations, we just bring Jim into the conversation.
And he's an institution. Home
equity loans and stuff like that as well.
So no. And so that maybe was confusing. We don't do any type of banking or loaning.
More so just the financial planning aspect.
Yeah. Financial planning. Sense. So, you know, IRAs, we can actually do like 401ks for businesses.
Mm-hmm. Rollovers, all that.
Yeah. Rollovers. Yes. So you have an old 401k and nobody's looking at it, managing it, telling you if it's, you know, good or bad, right? Like we can help with that. I think the biggest thing is, you know, like everybody I talk to, like they don't really have a plan. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could ask you, do you have a written retirement plan?
And I'm gonna die soon anyway.
And the other thing is, or a written distribution plan. So once we actually accumulate all this money and get to retire, do we know, you know, what that looks like in retirement? How much we're pulling out? You know, will it last our whole life? Right. Those are fears and concerns people have. And it's funny, we don't talk about it or plan for it. You know, I think it's a human trait, right? Where we're like, I got time.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
Or I can do that next or later. And we always, I like to say, you know, the best time to save for retirement was yesterday.
Oh, absolutely.
And the second best day is today.
Yeah. Same thing with us. Solar yesterday, solar today.
There you go. The same marketing. Yeah,
that's the commercial.
But I think it's good for all the people out there listening to understand that about Country Financial and what you guys have to offer, because I think you guys are more well known as an insurance company and probably do the most amount of business there. But that is very, very good to have all that up under one roof.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's talk about protecting these solar panels. You got some questions on that? Yeah,
absolutely. So how many policies have you guys done for solar, like through your own clients?
I know of two that I can offhand. Too. Yeah, my dad, we mentioned earlier, and then one of my friends as well. And their former company did not have them on there. So that was one of the biggest changes in the move, because I was like, wait, I've been to your house. You have solar. I didn't see it on your policy. She's like, oh, we've been trying to get it added. So I was like, you know, don't worry about it. Just send me the details. We'll get everything included on there. And it was fine. So I'm sure there's more. I mean, we don't come across it too much. We got to work on that referral thing there, Will. But no, I think in any event, I mean, that's just part of the analysis that we're doing. I mean, you know, I can run a proposal with the basic information, but that's not going to get the best result. I want to know the details about the home. I can find a lot on the internet, but really having that conversation with that person. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, you know, take pride in their purchases, and solar is a big step for people. They want to invest in their home, the grid, like you were saying earlier, alternate sources of energy and all that. And they, you know, it's a big purchase, it's a big decision. Mm-hmm. And it would be terrible if they didn't have it insured properly, and then they got to pay twice for something. So, having that conversation with them, educating them, and making sure that we get it added on there. It's a pretty easy process. It's on the first screen that we pull up in the home. Do they have solar panels? Yes or no? You click yes, then it drops down again. How many panels? What was the total cost?
Right.
And that then calculates into the overall dwelling protection. So,
how much do you think it raises it per month or per year?
It's not a whole lot.
So, yeah, it's not as much as probably people would think. Mm-hmm. And then, and kind of going back to your original question, yeah, I don't know how many people have had solar. It is more and more common. Our systems now.
Actually, no, three. Sorry, I didn't remember the third one. Sorry.
So our systems now, like when we're, you know, you come to us for a quote or your current client, we have a, you know, a system that does what's called evaluation. Mm-hmm. So it's putting in all the information of the house and helping us calculate a number of what I like to call a rebuild value. Because most people, you know, think like, oh, I bought my home for $300,000, but the act, and that's what they want their insurance for.
Right.
But they don't realize that a rebuild of that property might be $500,000.
Oh, absolutely.
So the difference between fair market or the market value versus rebuild value. So long story there, but we have a, like you said, a box that we check that yes, there's solar. We try to get details from the homeowner or maybe even some documents from the solar company to verify what that cost was or what those are worth. And that gets added into, well, it depends a little bit, and every company is going to be different. So this is specifically for country. But if the solar is attached to your roof or it's in the yard and it's supplying power to the house, that actually goes on your home dwelling coverage.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
So for example, if your home's $300,000 rebuild value, and you get $50,000 in solar, well, then we're going to insure that dwelling for $350,000, so it covers the home and the solar.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. And I think talking about the referral angle, back in the day, whenever there was another thing we used to experience is insurance companies saying, yeah, it's going to be like $200 a month to insure solar. And we're absolutely not.
No.
No, it's not. Yeah. So we'll go out and we
that was a snake oil salesman actually saying that.
Yeah. We used to have to do that quite a bit more often. I think, again, with the insurance companies just seeing it more and more, it's gotten to be a more standard process. But then another thing, and like you mentioned, some people not having it insured. Every single conversation we have with anybody we sign up, it's part of that. It's like, please go get this insured. But the loan company is not making them do it.
Right.
We're not making them do it. So it's like, if they do it or not, it's completely on them.
It will probably, it's kind of like, you know, if you have a mortgage, you're required to have home insurance. And I'm assuming at some point you would think that these finance companies that are financing these projects would have some sort of, hey, you know, the requirements of this loan are keeping it, you know,
you would think so.
That would make too much sense, guys.
Come on. I know, right? Yeah. Because at the end of the day, you still got that loan on it. It's like they lost everything. The bank's not going to care. And like, I wish I could self-finance all these systems, but man, when you're talking about the amount of volume we do, there's no way.
Well, think of it this way. This is maybe more, it's like there's a total loss of the home. Okay. And let's say they didn't put solar on there. All right. Well, you know, depending on how your policy is written, we're going to pay out up to the limits of the policy. And so now all of a sudden we're throwing in 50 or I don't know, what's a good rough number for solar?
40 to 50,000
of solar.
No money up front. Monthly payment swaps to Ameren bill. It's
all
not
will
out of
today.
Sorry, I know
or visit
like,
suncollectors.solar.
It's like, how much is your insurance cost?
But people just get scared when they hear that number.
They harness the power of the sun.
But, you know, so at the end of the day, if we didn't add it, okay, and we're paying out this large sum to help rebuild their house, okay, they might not be able to rebuild the house to the same size or likeness because we're short on money, right? The mortgage would want their cut and the solar finance company would want their cut. And so that's why let's insure it properly so that we can rebuild it like nothing ever happened. No money out of your pocket. You know, the mortgage and the finance companies are all satisfied with the new home and or new products.
That's a good point because you're right. People with the same insurance policy has been running for the last 10 years. The replacement cost for everything now is so outrageous.
Yeah.
And I hate to cut this short. We would probably be here sitting there talking for another 30 minutes, 15 minutes or so, but we've had some technical difficulties here today, so we won't get too much into that. But guys, it's honestly been a pleasure to have you on the podcast. I'm very grateful you guys have been here, and it's been really interesting for me and hopefully the listeners out there to learn a little bit more about Country Financial and what you guys have to offer and the local and community-driven aspect of it. But again, guys, Joy Olson and Zach Edmonds, thank you so much for being on. And anything else you want to plug or say?
Well, you got to say the website.
Yeah.
And your catchphrase.
I got to do my taglines and all that. But I think one last thing I'll talk about is there's three things I like to advise people when it comes to insurance. Is the first thing, you want to get the right coverage. We talked about that, educating yourself to know what coverages you should have. Then I say you get the right company, mm-hmm. right? Just like you guys are well known and reputable, like you want to work with the right company. Absolutely. And then the last piece is the right agent, mm-hmm. right? So I'd like to say that I'm the best, but yeah, I got Zach too. But so my tagline, you know,
that guy,
my tagline is, you know, get better insurance, get a better agent, get Joeyo. And so that's how you can find me. getjoeyo.com. Or search us on Google, find us on Facebook, Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Or stop in. We're right across the street from Sun Collector's office, basically. So
I will put Zach's cell phone in, you know, the comments of this video.
309-303-3882. Call me.
There you go.
You don't see many people doing that nowadays, no, Zach. That's,
I get a lot of fraud calls, though. So if I don't answer, you leave me a message. I'll call that. You back.
What do you got? What plugs you got, Zach?
Well, I was going to say the golf round. We already played in that. But no, just thank you again, Will, for allowing us to come in and, you know, talk about insurance. Sometimes it can get boring, but we try to have fun with it. Absolutely. And educate and everything. So I mean, I think the biggest thing, just even if you're not a client of ours, just look at your stuff and review it. I mm-hmm. mean, there are so many things that are missing in policies, and I think being a community member, when those mass events happen, living here and seeing your neighbors go through that, and just knowing that maybe you could have helped them if they just make a call, make a text, whatever. But yeah, just review your stuff. Call us. Reviews are free. You know, we can go over it and make suggestions, recommendations, and everything. And yeah, let's keep going here in P-Town, man. Yeah, Peoria, baby.
One more shameless plug. I got Country Financial looking over all my business and personal insurance.
Yeah, as of got it up and running as of yesterday. Let's go.
So we're excited to be working with them. And again, that local aspect, local employees, money stays in the Peoria community. So we'll see y'all next time on the 20th episode of the Solar Power Hour. Lucky number 20. It's hard to believe that's
been pretty that cool, long. Man. Yeah.
That's my number. Can we come back for number 20?
Yeah. Insurance, hit him twice.
Hey, man, I really appreciate it.
Joey's hockey career, number 20.
Yeah, number 20.
We got the, Zach doesn't, we got the skate. Whole hockey 21. Thing, doing the personal branding. Yeah. I love it, man.
Come get a koozie.
There we go. Yep. See y'all next time.
Thank you.